Bits Blacker, Gold Bits Blacker, Gold Bits Blacker, Gold Bits.
Podcast, podcast, podcast.
Blacker, Gold Bits Blacker, Gold Bits Blacker, Gold Bits Blacker, Gold Bits.
Podcast, 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 podcast. Podcast, podcast, podcast.
Blackheart Gold Podcast,
episode 36. Patrick Vint, Adam Jacoby, coming at you from, well, wherever. It's Arizona week, coming off what could only be described as a curb stomping of little brother.
That's a funny way to put it, a curb stomping.
A huge, gargantuan fucking curb stomping.
Of yes.
Names. Adam, how you feeling after last week?
I'm feeling pretty damn good. I was lucky enough to actually go to the game to Iowa City. And I saw one other person in a Blackheart Gold Pants shirt. He was like 20 feet in front of me, so I didn't have the opportunity to run up behind him and be like, "I might know who you are," and then get like pepper sprayed or something like that. But really fun time, doing no small part to the massacre that happened on the field. But Iowa City was good to see you. I've missed you.
Well, I was just happy to hear that you got away from the ball and chain of your new gig for one weekend.
It's kind of funny that, you know, this is I've gotten my dream job, and then the very second week I'm like, by the way, taking the girlfriend to Iowa State. Bye-bye, guys. So rest assured, I'm not going to get an opportunity like that ever again.
Well, I have my dream job, too. It's sitting here talking to you. We don't get paid for this shit. That's not a job.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have some bad news for you, sir.
Buy our T-shirts. It's the only way we make any money. It's Arizona week, and as anybody who listened to the podcast last year knows, we have a little difficulty coming up with people to talk about Arizona. At least we did last year when Ross, Adam, and I spent most of our time discussing the Arizona Department of Education and whether Kinnick Stadium was in fact situated upon the Nile River. But this year, we have an Arizona blogger, kind of. Dave, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Now, before we get any further, give the readers the name of your site.
It's GadsbenPurchase.blog.com.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Dave is a frequent Blackheart Gold Pants reader and contributor who has decided to start his own Arizona-based blog about, among other things, the Gadsden Purchase.
Well, that actually didn't really last too long.
No.
So,
what?
No. I started it up last week, and then I got a call from a guy named Frank Pierce. And he said, "Here's $5. I want your site."
It's a nice piece of web real estate right there. We like to buy it.
Yeah. This Frank Pierce guy, he was big into it, so I love that.
God bless you, Franklin Pierce.
We've just made a meta Gadsden Purchase joke. That's got to be a first in podcast history.
There's going to be about eight people who get that.
I have a question for our Arizona blogger, sir.
Yes.
Not that I'm Googling the state as we speak, but how do you spell Arizona?
I really am not sure.
Okay, A R A.
I kept getting they keep sending me to this guy's webpage, and his name's like Trevor Ariza. I don't know. I assumed that was right.
Okay, I start with A R A, and they're giving me Aramark. You know, the foods. I don't want food. I mean, I do want food. Are you guys hungry for some Aramark?
Absolutely. Because the stadium nachos at Carver Hawkeye are so fantastic.
I think they deliver.
Those nachos. That's the halftime hangover.
They're the greatest thing ever, aren't they?
they're so bad and so stale and so delicious. Can't get anything better than the Aramark nachos.
So bad, so stale, so delicious is how people have described BHGP for years.
Oh, yeah.
So stale, we're using Gadsden Purchase jokes. No. We're recycling Gadsden Purchase jokes.
Okay, so Arizona week, folks. Off to a heck of a start. Arizona, by the way, it hasn't been posted the time for Dave or for Adam, although I have told Adam about this. Arizona, number two in this week's blog poll, or excuse me, blog plawl.
Thank you.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, the people have spoken.
I think you fixed that, like you fixed DMB Meg's win in the March of Fornication tournament that one year.
Speaking of things nobody's going to get.
I know. We've really gone off the rails. Arizona enters this week 2-0 with two dominating performances against the Toledo Rockets of Toledo and some Division I AA team that I didn't bother looking up.
Northern Arizona, I believe.
Northern Arizona, who they played last year right before Iowa as well. And we all know how that worked out. That being said, both of Arizona's opponents have won their other game, which is more than we can say for Iowa, for that matter. And Arizona outscored the two of them by a combined 93-8, which is impressive, mm-hmm. Including a road game against Toledo. They're coached once again by Mike Just Loses Football Game Stoops, who has decided that Iowa has a lot of really big guys. Dave, as our resident Arizona expert, what should we know about this Arizona Wildcat football team?
Well, you know, you kind of touched on most of it in that they've won by a wide margin in each of their first two games. Their box scores look like they played really well. And you know they've always looking for some production out of Nick Grigsby, but it looks like he's not gonna be the guy getting the most touches this week. So he's gonna want to key on whatever their other running back's name is.
Dave, true or false? By watching the Arizona Toledo game while hammered off my ass, I've watched more Arizona football than you have this year.
True.
Okay, good.
Here's something fun about Arizona. So I googled Arizona fun facts, and apparently their mascot for fun facts is something called Gila Ben, you know, like the Gila monster, and they say he's the friendliest Gila monster in the Grand Canyon State. But there's an asterisk, and then below it says, real Gila monsters are very shy. They are also very poisonous. While unprovoked bites are rare, for your safety, do not approach any Gila monster you might encounter in the wild.
I think. Are you sure it's Gila?
Yeah.
I always thought it was Gila.
I thought it was Gila.
Let's
put it to a vote.
That doesn't need a vote. They have a pronunciation key right here. I always thought it was Gila too.
I
like that they're like, hey kids, here's some fun stuff about Arizona. By the way, our mascot will kill you.
You know, there's a lot about Arizona that'll kill you. Deserts. Yeah. There's a lot about Arizona that'll kill you. Deserts, cacti.
Snakes.
Gila monsters. Rattlesnakes.
Giant holes in the ground.
Yeah, dead bodies buried in giant holes in the ground. Speaking of giant holes in the ground, Tucson.
Tucson.
Which is actually pronounced Tucson.
Yeah, what's up with that Arizona blogger?
Well, I really couldn't tell you much about Tucson. I've never even been to the state. My parents have, with my brother and sister, but they don't ever take me anywhere. So,
well, Arizona really just following the rare but very important C after S, except for after U rule or something like that. So Tucson is where they have this school, I'm assuming. They play in the University of Phoenix Online Stadium, I think.
Which is ironic.
Yeah, actually, I don't think they actually play there. Do they? It'd be really funny. But University of Phoenix is the biggest university in Arizona. I'm almost certain of that.
Hang on, I'm going to...
Also the most successful at football.
Oh, it says that they play in Arizona Stadium. That's Tucson. what's AZ stand for?
That's the first part of AZN.
They got Asians?
Asians. Unchill Asian bro plays center for
them. So they don't play at the Phoenix thing.
Oh, that's a shame. But, well,
yeah, that's a Blackheart Gold podcast fun fact.
They don't play at University of Phoenix Online Stadium.
So congratulations, listeners. You've learned something today, and you can win that bar bet every time.
Famous Arizona football alumni include Teddy Bruschi and Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Only one of them will pull a gun on you. And Teddy Bruschi's a member of the NRA. I really don't know.
He seems like one, doesn't he?
I think so.
Okay. The state flower is the saguaro cactus blossom. Now, how about that?
Somehow I knew that it was a flower that's on a cactus. But I just didn't know exactly which flower.
Because cactuses are the only plants that don't, like, burst into flames down there.
Oh, everything bursts into flames. It's going to be 107 degrees on the day of the game, and I'm not even lying about that. It's going to be just
a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, but it's still hot as hell. Heat is heat, except when it's not.
Yeah, like whenever someone ever is always like, yeah, it's a dry heat. Like I always want to say like, okay, but if I'm humping your grandma's leg, and she's telling me to stop, and you're telling me to stop, and the cops are telling me to stop, I can't just turn around and say, it's a dry hump. It's still humping, you know?
Wait a minute, you're humping my grandma's leg?
Deal with it.
My grandma's been dead for years.
Deal with it.
Wow. I learn more about you every day, Jacoby.
Descending sunglasses. Deal with it.
By the way, that's definitely going at the top of this one now.
Just so you know,
we're going to find a picture of somebody humping some grandma's leg, and we're drop sunglasses on him, and we're saying it's you.
You want me to send you a picture of Gila Ben?
Oh, we should totally do that.
Yes.
I have him in front of me right now. We'll make that happen. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make that happen. last year, Arizona went 8-4, 6-3 in the Pac-10, with wins over such luminaries as Southern Cal, Washington State, Stanford. They did beat Stanford. It's not a bad team. They actually had an incredibly tough schedule last year. When we were doing the poll, they would consistently be in the top three or four most difficult schedules based on simply opponent's record and opponent's record's record. A lot of teams they played won a lot of games, but you know, they dropped games to Iowa, Washington, Cal, and Oregon. Oregon in double overtime in a game that could have won them the Pac-10 and gotten them the right to be trounced by Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
Instead, they got trounced by Nebraska
Holiday Bowl. It was Holiday Bowl. Look at it right now.
No, it was the Orange Bowl. No, we were in the Orange Bowl.
We were in the Orange Bowl.
Arizona blogger, settle this one.
I'm going to go with the Holiday Bowl.
Damn.
See, I'm sorry you were wrong. It was the Emerald Bowl.
Emerald.
No, that was where SC played. Ha ha, sucks to be Southern Cal. You have Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
You beat Virginia by 3 at home.
did you actually watch that game?
No, I didn't see any of it.
It was maybe the worst football game I've ever watched. Oh, it was so bad.
Oh, I love you, Lane Kiffin. Anyway, back to the issue at hand. So is Dennis Erickson involved in Arizona football at all, Dave?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if he is. If Dennis Erickson shows up, then, you know, and you start seeing a bunch of suspensions, then in 2 years, then I'm sure he's involved. But since I haven't seen too many Arizona Wildcat suspensions recently, I'm gonna say no, he's not with the program.
Now, former defensive coordinator and brother of the coach, Mark Stoops, the third of the Hydra, that is the Stoops brothers that played at Iowa, has left to go to, I think, Florida State or University of Phoenix Online to get his degree in marketing. and has left behind him, I'm assuming they've hired somebody, but I don't know who it is. Anyway, they're playing some pretty good D. I mean, they've only given up 8 points so far. And two of those 8 points were on a safety. They didn't really give them up on defense. I like that. That's how Iowa does it.
Yeah, not only that, a defensive holding, or an offensive holding in the end zone.
Yeah.
So,
all the better.
Yeah.
Degree of difficulty, very high. Their quarterback's named Nick Foles. I think he was the guy who did that song Brick.
Oh, yeah, the Nick Foles Five.
Yes. Ironically, there was only three of them.
Yeah.
That's also what they call his offensive line. Oh!
Oh! Bam.
Bam. Song for the dumped, right there. Nick Foles thought about the Army. His dad said, son, you're fucking high. But I know nothing about Nick Foles other than he wasn't the quarterback when we played him last time. And he seems to be a little bit better than that guy who did play for him when we saw him.
Didn't he come in at the end and, like, score a touchdown against the fifth stringers?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Okay. Way to go, Nick Foles.
Congratulations.
More like Nick Dumb. Nick Dumb.
This game will be kicked at 9:30 Iowa time, 7:30 time in Arizona, 4 o'clock p.m. in the Gadsden Purchase, which I guess would mean that this would be Nick at night. Oh! Anyway, thank God we're kicking it then, because people would die if we didn't kick it at night, because it's going to be really incredibly hot. There is no seasons there. It's just hot or more hot.
Hot or dead.
There is no seasons there. I keep making jokes about the University of Phoenix, and I'm making sentences like there is no seasons there.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if Arizona did play at University of Phoenix Stadium, or if another university bought the naming rights? Like if University of Iowa bought the rights to Jack Trice?
See, that would be the greatest thing ever. You're playing at University of Iowa Stadium in Ames.
At Hawkeye Field.
We need to make this happen.
Iowa Stadium in Ames.
What if BHGP spent all that t-shirt money and got the rights, the naming rights to Jack Trice?
Or what if it was like, if we bought the naming rights to like Heinz Field out there in Pittsburgh? Like, or no, we've actually played Pittsburgh recently. Somebody that we have no history with whatsoever, like Stanford's team. I wonder how much it would cost.
Well, both
I would
there.
Say, ah, fuck. Alford's in New Mexico. Utah.
Who if we never played?
South Dakota might be looking for somebody to buy their stadium.
Hey, Tim Brewster's going to be sweeping up over there pretty soon. Let's take a moment away to talk about Arizona, to talk about Tim Brewster. Tim Brewster is, you know what, Tim? Meet me at camera three. You need to survive this season because we can't get by without you, okay? They're going to figure out what they did wrong, and they're going to bring in somebody who's, like, normal. And we're not going to have nearly as much fun at Blackheart Gold Pants because you're so incredibly incompetent at your job. So go out and beat somebody. I don't even care who it is. As long as it's not us, I don't – beat Michigan. Beat Indiana. Beat somebody to save your job so that we can continue to make fun of you.
Ooh, what if they beat Southern Cal this weekend?
That would be the greatest thing ever.
That would be the funniest football game of all time.
I would DVR that and watch it over and over and over again. Oh, wait, I can't because Mediacom is out of DVRs. You bunch of morons. By the way, tonight's podcast, not sponsored by Mediacom. Sponsored instead by Jeremiah Weed Sweet Tea Vodka.
Jeremiah Weed Sweet Tea Vodka.
A
home
taste
of
John
country.
Daly. A taste of country right here in the city. Jeremiah Weed Sweet Tea Vodka. I'm like Draper. That was like a Tony winning performance right there.
Well, and so I think that their ad campaign should be like a guy in overalls and with like some grass in his mouth, just stinking drunk and holding a sweet tea vodka in one of those like glass mason jar or canning jar things or whatever. And probably, oh, he needs to urinate himself because that's kind of a country thing to do. But then the camera pulls back and he's in Brooklyn. And see,
whoa.
Yep.
And then he pulls back further and Brooklyn is just like a Legoland on some kid's living room floor.
Oh, this is like Inception or something.
Yeah. And then things start blowing up.
I would drink that.
And maybe we could get, like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio involved somehow.
Mm-hmm. He would drink it, too, I bet.
Leonardo DiCaprio is an Arizona grad, by the way. Isn't that right, Dave?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Isn't Leonardo DiCaprio an Arizona grad?
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Who didn't go there?
Go Wildcats.
Oh.
So, Dave, what do you think of the Arizona special teams? Or something.
They haven't done anything wrong yet.
Have they punted yet this year?
I'm sure they have. I checked out some box scores, looked at some play-by-plays, and they punted. I don't have any stats in front of me, but I'm sure they have punted.
Well, they do have Alex and Dejas.
I did want to point out to you guys that you guys are really lucky that this thing isn't sponsored by Malort. Because that would be trouble if you guys are drinking that every week.
Alex Zendejas is still their kicker. That's a big step up for him. He's 1 of 1 on field goals this year, according to ESPN.com.
I've heard of oh no wait, no, Tony Zendejas is the one that's famous, right?
It's like his son, I think, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his kid.
Well, I guess that's better than if it was still the old guy kicking, because he can't have any eligibility left, right?
You'd be surprised.
Evan Eschmeyer's trying to make a comeback from Northwestern, so.
And Jeff Settle's special.
Julius Meekleek. I don't know why I brought that up. I just want to say Julius Meekleek. Dave, how do you see this week's game turning out?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a good game all around. I was just taking a look at it, and you know, it's going to be a good game, but I think Iowa's going to pull out and win by about two scores. I think I'm looking 27-13. Similar score to last year, but a couple more field goals for Arizona. I mean, it's going to be tough to play there because they got this red out going. University just sent out the thing about everybody wear red. Wear red.
Yeah, Dave, tell us how red outs have worked in the past for Arizona.
Can you red out anything? I mean, does that exist?
Well, maybe enough of their fans have rosacea or something, and so it just sort of comes naturally to them.
I mean, I don't understand why Ohio State doesn't have a Scarlet Fever Day, but
dude, too soon.
Oh,
but let's talk about it. I mean, you got whiteouts, you got blackouts.
Uh-huh.
Can you out any color?
Well, there's brownouts, but those are real things, and I know that because of SimCity. And that's the only way I ever would have known that brownouts mean power failures.
I honestly thought that was going to be a joke, a poop joke.
Well, I don't want to leave people empty-handed. Not like literally. I'm not going to poop in people's hands. That's not where I'm going with this. But okay. My brother. No, people might look for him. A relative of mine, or somebody that I know, works at a bookstore, and so sometimes he takes pictures of funny book titles. And he sent me one just earlier today, and it was called, I'm pulling it up right here, The Brown Fairy Book. And I thought that every time you fart, if you said that you got visited by a brown fairy, I thought that'd be kind of funny. That's all.
Is that the sequel to Everybody Poops?
The Brown Fairy Vits Everybody.
It sounds like it's the prequel.
Well, sometimes it's a prequel and a sequel. It depends on your diet, really.
Oh, I think we've completely derailed. Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Before we get further onto the brownout diet, what's your prediction for this week?
Well, you know, this one has lots of factors, lots of go either way, go betweens, and a lot of things worth considering. However, did you know that Phoenix is nicknamed the Valley of the Sun because the sun shines 300 days a year?
Wow.
And so that's why I think Iowa's got the edge on this one. So 24 to 20 Iowa.
I'm gonna go off the reservation a little bit. Oh, it's Arizona. There's a lot of Native Americans there. And
not
I'm
that
gonna...
there's anything wrong with that. That's their choice.
It's really not their choice.
Hey, whoa, easy on the politics, pal.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
You're right. I apologize. I broke the rules here at BHGP by discussing Native Americans. I think Gila Ben is going to say deal with it. And and Iowa is going to deal with it handily and win by a final of 35-13.
Well.
I think that Mike Stoops loses football games. And with Gila Ben on our side, we can do no wrong.
Exactly. With his dealing prowess.
Anything else you guys want to discuss before we call it a night?
I just want to say I'd like to say congratulations to Adam on netting his dream job. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
It's off for you. Normally it's on, but today it's off just for you.
Good.
And, Patrick, just keep on keeping on.
Hey, you know, I would like to concur with you on Adam getting his dream job. It's not very often that you can get a gig as the weekend janitor at the Indianola Middle School. we're very proud of you for that.
Not mid-drink, man. Come on.
No, seriously, congratulations, bud. No one deserves it more, except for maybe everybody. No, I'm kidding, of course. I think with that, we could probably call it a wrap. This is the best Arizona-related podcast we've ever done.
Certainly in the last year.
Well, yes.
Certainly in the top two.
In this calendar year, we've done nothing better.
Yes.
Arizona-related than this. By the way, I'm working on the Gila Ben Deal With It GIF.
Uh-huh.
His eyes are crooked, so the sunglasses won't fall on them, right? It's going to make it even better, actually.
I agree. is there any chance that you can, like have it so, like, only the side where the sunglasses cover the eyes, like, only that part of the text comes up, so, like, it comes down, and then it says, if it.
What was that?
No, so instead of saying deal with it, it just says, if it, because it only covers one half of his eyes. Is that possible, or
Why don't you just have it say Geo with it?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Geo with it. Yeah.
I like it.
Yay. Okay.
Done.
Let's cut that part out.
We're cutting that part out.
Yeah. So it sounds like our idea.
Yeah. You know what? You steal our idea to make your Gadsden purchase blog. We're stealing Gila with it. And if you have any problem with that, I say to you, sir, Gila with it.
Yes. Full circle. Scoop-a-doo-doop.
All right, boys.
Comes around.
With that, I think we'll call it a wrap for episode 35, our best episode ever. I'd like to thank Dave for joining us. I'd like to thank Adam for joining us. I'd like to thank myself for screwing up the audio on this call one more time.
I think you mean it's episode 36, dude.
Is it 36 or Jesus?
Yeah.
It's old. We're getting old.
Yeah.
37 next week will be Ball State. There's a Ball State blog, isn't there?
I think there's a good one.
There's a really good one.
Yeah.
We gotta get those guys.
And it's called the Gadsden Purchase.
And it's run by Dave. Dave, you'll be back next week, right?
I'll be back next week.
All right. Start reading up on Ball State. By the way, Dave, for those of you who are listening, is actually David Letterman, who went to Ball State.
In Muncie, Indiana.
Got any gum?
Okay.
All right.
That's got to do it.
That's it. Later.